Anybody glad that you're leaning on Jesus today? Look at somebody, tell them I'm leaning on Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we love you today. As we expound upon your word, you speak through us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. As John the Baptist said, I must decrease so that you may increase. So Lord Jesus, show yourself strong in this place. Let your word go out and not return void. Let every word be subject unto you, that it changes us for the better, that we become doers of the word and not hearers only. Bless your people in this place. Forgive us of our sins. And let us continue to do all things right according to your perfect will and plan. We love you in this place. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins. Help us to forgive others. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen. Amen. Can you say amen again? Amen. Can you say it one more time? Amen. Say it one more time. Make the devil mad. Amen. Give me something soft. Something soft. Something soft. You can keep playing, but give me something soft. Our scripture reading today is going to come from 1 Samuel chapter 12. And I'm going to try to read verses 19. Yeah, I can do that. 19 through 25. And the reading is of such. The people said to Samuel, pray to the Lord, your God, for your servants, so that we will not die, my God. For we have added to all our other sins the evils of asking for a king. But listen to what Samuel tells the people. Do not be afraid, Samuel replied. You have done all this evil, yet do not turn away from the Lord. Even when you messed up, you can still come back to God. I'm trying to help somebody. He said, but serve the Lord. Even if you messed up, don't run from God. Serve the Lord with all your heart. Do not turn away after useless idols. They can do you no good, nor can they rescue you, because they are what? Useless. Idol gods are useless. For the sake of his great name, the Lord will not reject his people, because the Lord was pleased to make you his own. So God ain't rescuing you for you, because you ain't all that good. Hello, hello. God rescue us because we call him our Father. Amen. And he's standing on the promises of his word, not by the actions that we take. Hello, somebody. As for me, far it be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you. And I will teach you the way that is good and right. You need somebody to help you along the way. Hello. Yes. But be sure to fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with what? All your heart. Amen. Consider what great things he has done for you. Has God done anything good for anybody in here? Yet, if you persist in doing evil, though, both you and your king will be swept away. Amen? Amen. Clap your hands if you know God is good. That was one of them. Yeah, God is good. Clap your hands if you know God is good. Clap your hands if God has done something good in your life. Listen. I don't know about you. But I need God. I need God. I don't just want God. I need God. Anybody in here need God? I need God in my life. I don't want to just be be here. I have to be here. I woke up this morning with the Lord on my mind that I got to make it to the house of prayer. Anybody wake up with God on your mind? Church, I believe there's an anointing in this place today that every negative word that's been spoken against your life will be broken and canceled today. I believe that God is going to have a movement in your life that no weapon that's been formed against you shall prosper. I'm trying to help somebody right now. I just believe in this place you're here for a specific reason, and whatever you come for, God's going to deliver it on today. The question is, are you ready for it? Are you ready for the power of God? Are you ready for the deliverance of God in your life? Are you ready to receive what God has for you? I don't believe it today. Are you ready to receive the power? Because it's the power that will help deliver you out of all your situations. Come on and give the Lord a praise. Last week we started a new series called Taking Over Your Ministry. Did anybody receive that last week? I believe so, because you've been showing up for ministry work like never before. We've had record numbers show up for all the ministries that we are now launching here at Bright Star Community Church. Taking Over Your Ministry. This is part two. We started last week with part one. How many of you believe that you even have a ministry? If you believe you have a ministry, just wave your hand. Just wave your hand. Wave your hand. I want to know who I'm preaching to today. If you believe you have a ministry, just wave your hand. Amen, amen, amen. How many of you believe you have a call on your life? Hello, hello. That God has called you to do, come on, don't play with me now. That God has set you aside to do something better than what you're doing right now. How many of you believe that? That God has set you aside to do something better than what you're doing right now. Amen, amen. To be used by God to serve in His kingdom. How many of you believe you're ready to be used by God to serve in His kingdom? Hallelujah. I'm just seeing who I'm preaching to today. We ended the first lesson last week by stating that God made you just the way you are so that you can fulfill a specific role in His kingdom. Look at somebody and tell them, I got a destiny on my life. Say it like you mean it. Tell them, I got destiny on my life. See, you have the power of life and death is in your tongue. If you believe you ain't going nowhere, guess what? You ain't going nowhere. Amen. But I believe God called you for a specific destiny. And if you can't speak it, you can't get there. You got to speak to your soul, speak to your spirit, the call that's on your life. And be ready to move in the direction that God has called you to move in. One of the most important things that you can do to find your ministry is to understand who you are and that God wants to use that who that's in you. Did I lose anybody? I'm going to say it again. It's up on the screen. You can read it for yourself. One of the most important things that you can do to find your ministry is to understand who you are and that God wants to use that who that's in you. Look at somebody and say, what's the who in you? I think that's the question, Minister Lee. What's the who in me? And I ain't talking about a Dr. Sue who one, who two. Amen. Who is the you in you? Amen. It ain't Jesus calling. Hang up. Amen. Let me read our text scripture today. It's 1 Samuel 20, 12 and 20. And Samuel said unto the people, fear not, ye have done all this wickedness, yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your what? We're honoring the American Heart Association today, so I'm going to be talking about the heart. Amen. Serve the Lord. In the NIV version, it says, do not be afraid, Samuel replied. You have done all this evil, yet do not turn away from the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. Even if you have messed up, Amen. Even if you have sin. Samuel is saying, don't run from God. Get back in line with him. And serve him with all your heart. Got another scripture, 1 Colossians 3:23 through 25. Whatever you do. I seen a lot of hands go up, Sister Tawana, talking about I got a ministry. I got a call on my life. I seen some hands on this side too. Don't be shy now. Amen. I got a call on my life. God has called me to do something better than I ever done before. I'm ready to do more than I ever did before. Amen. But whatever it is, whatever you do, work it. Ministry gonna cause you to work. Hello, somebody. Ministry ain't the time to sit on your do nothing and rest on your blessed assurance. Hello, 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 hello. It says work it. You got to work it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for man. Let's get that straight right now. Anything you do in ministry, you ain't doing it for man. We said it in Sunday school this morning. If you working for the praises of men, you've already gotten your reward. The scripture clearly tells us whatever you do, do it with all your heart. Work it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Even on your job. Pastor, you don't know what's on my job. I got some straight up demons. I got some devils. Some imps. I got it all on my job. And you ain't working for none of them. Work as though you're working for the Lord. Some of us should tell our boss next time they get on, say, look, just be glad I'm working for Jesus. Because if I wasn't working for Jesus right now, you might be ready to fire me because there's some stuff going on in my flesh that the Spirit just won't let rise right now. Some of us know we've been fired because of our mouth. Hello, hello. Amen, tell the truth and shame the devil. Amen. We done said stuff we shouldn't have said, and the Holy Spirit was telling you, no, 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 and you just spit it out anyway. The Holy Spirit was trying to keep you, trying to help you, amen. And you said it. Somebody confessed to me the other day, Pastor, I lost my job. I said, why you lose my mouth? I said, well, what you need to do is go back and tell them you sorry. They might hire you back if you show some humility. Amen. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid. Y'all, Jesus. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for his wrong. And there is no favoritism. God ain't got no favorites. Hello. God don't care if you pastor or you the usher or anybody in between. God has no favorite. God don't look at me any differently than he look at anybody else in this room. Amen. I got to face the same God just like you. And I'm waiting in line just like you. And when I get in front of Jesus, all I want to hear him say is, well done. That's all I want to hear him say. Anything other than that, I'm going to be sad. Because I'm going straight to hell. Lord Jesus. Amen. You laugh if you want to, but that's all you're waiting to hear too is well done. Amen. What is my well done? I've been found faithful in the things that he has given me to do. Working in his kingdom, the ministry that he has given me. And so now he's ready to say, well done. Good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now come on up. Make you a ruler over many. Look at somebody and say, all I want to hear is well done. And not from you. Amen. Amen. We have to clearly understand. Often say, what we do for the Lord, we must do it with all of our heart. In taking over your ministry, we will have to do it with our whole heart, with our whole heart, with all of our heart. Be intentional about it. When the Bible says to serve the Lord with all your heart or love the Lord with all your heart, it means all of your being. Amen. Serve the Lord with all of everything you are. Your motives. Hello, somebody. Your desires, your dreams, your passion, your interests. Our heart determines why we say the things we say, why we do the things we do, and why we feel the way we feel. It all comes from your heart. If the heart ain't right, you ain't right. Amen. They asked Jesus, your disciples, they didn't wash their hands. He said, really? Is it what's on the hands that defile a man? Or what's in his heart? It's not the outside. It's what's on the inside. And therefore, if the heart ain't right, ain't nothing going to be right. Hello, somebody. God is looking at the intent of the heart. And if you're going to serve the Lord with all your heart, you got to give God everything that's within you to serve him. I believe that one of the keys to finding our ministry is by simply knowing our heart, knowing what makes us tick. Amen. Physiologically, each of us have a different heartbeat. Amen. Some of us have a naturally slow heartbeat. I learned all this in the last few months. Amen. Some of us have a fast heartbeat. Mine was going too fast. Amen. Some of us have an irregular heartbeat. Some of us have a unique heartbeat. And some of us wonder if our hearts are really beating at all. Am I living? Yeah, it's beating. I feel it. Amen. It's in there. It's in there. God made us physiologically different. In the same sense, we are different emotionally. All of our hearts beat to a different drum. No one of us is exactly alike. Somebody should have said, thank you, Jesus. That's how God made us. And that is an awesome thing. Our hearts race when we encounter certain activities that make an emotional connection with us. How many of y'all been to Kings Island? How many of y'all been? Anybody been to Kings Island? Now, you notice some rides before you get on got this big old warning sign. Amen. I praise God for them signs because I pay attention now. Amen. Big old signs say, if your heart gonna act up, don't get on this ride. Can I say that again? If you can't stand emotional highs and lows, don't get on this ride. Amen. I pay attention now. Some rides I just don't get on no more. Because I ain't trying to get excited. Amen. I wanted to stay normal, just regular 80 beats a minute or less. Amen. Some of you know when you're on the roller coaster, on the way up, your heart beating like 200, 300 beats a minute. And on the way down, it doubles. And your heart don't settle back down until that thing comes to a stop. But during the whole time, that's why you scream, ah! But then you got them brave souls want to hold up their hands. I said, them fools crazy. That's why they got the rail right there. Put your hands on the rail. Put your hands down. Some of y'all know, you put your hands up and as soon as you went over that first hill, you slipped a little bit. Like, no. Our heart plays an important part of our lives. It warns you. Anybody ever been scared at night? You feel it. That's your heart trying to tell you something. Amen. Some of us just naturally scared of the dark. Turn light on. Turn light on, mama. Or crack the door, leave the hallway light on. Get the night light on. Plug up the night light. Your room don't change because you got a night light on. It's the same room with the night light as it is in the dark. Don't nothing change, but your mind and emotions change. Your imagination start running away. Shadows coming through the windows looking like creepy critters. And turn the light on, turn the light on. Our hearts start to race. Or when you think you've fallen in love with somebody. And skip a beat. It's all in the heart. Some of us really love the job we go to. Our heart is all right when we get up in the morning. But some of us, our job just, our heart just letting, this ain't the place for you. If every time you walk in the door, your heart starts fluttering, something wrong.
Right.
Or you start groaning like that, sister, amen, amen, something wrong, amen, amen. Our heart plays a big part in the decision of who we are and where we're headed in life, amen? Amen, listen. We feel passionate about some things and not about other things. There's some things that really get you going. There's some things you don't even care about. Amen. In fact, passion is another word for our heart. Our passion is the way we express how we feel in our heart. Each and every one of us in this building is passionate about something. I believe God made us that way. He made us that way for a reason. The Bible said he knows the end from the beginning, and that he has a plan for us before we was even formed in our mother's womb. Let's go to Psalms 139. Listen to the psalmist. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day has passed. Somebody should have said, look at God. Before you was made, God already planned your life. He knew you'd be here today. He knew who your parents would be. Amen. He knew what would make you happy. He knew what would make you sad. Before every moment was laid out, before a single day had passed, before you was born, God already flashed your life. Amen. God began shaping us for ministry before we was even born. God had a plan for you from the beginning of time. And so God has a purpose in giving you the heart that you have today. Your heart, the heart God gave you, is the key to understanding God's plan for your life. It just makes a whole lot of sense that God will make us passionate about those areas where he would want to use us. You know your heart better than anybody else. Then the Bible says to serve the Lord with all of your heart. It's up to us to use our heart for good or for evil. You can use it for either one. It's up to us to use our heart for selfish reasons or to serve God and others. We all have a choice to do what we will with our hearts. How many of you want to do God's will? Anybody in here want to do the will of God? Let me see. Don't play with me now. Amen. Don't play with me. Hold them up high so I can see you. So I could get a mental picture of everybody holding up their hands. Amen. Because when I don't see you working in ministry, I'm going to say, you remember March 3rd? You had your hand up that you wanted to work and serve. Don't put your hand back down. So I got you. Amen. I saw you. Amen. Amen. You want to serve. How many want to serve? So one more time. How many want to do God's will? Get ready. Look at somebody and tell them, get ready. Some of you was wondering when I would start teaching about the gifts of the Spirit. Well, the answer is right now. Many of you in the next month or two to come will complete a questionnaire in the area of gifting or ministry. I'm thanking you in advance for taking the time to do that. It will be a great help for us in the future. Amen. I want to see what you're passionate about. I want to see what skills and gifting the Lord has given you, so that we can make sure that we're in the right place. Like I said before, I need everybody on the bus, but everybody can't drive the bus. Hello? Hello? I need everybody on the bus, but I need everybody in the right seat. Amen? I need everybody in ministry, but I need everybody doing the right ministry. If we want the church to move forward, we want the church to work in unison with one another as the body of Christ should work. We all have our part to play. We all are a piece of the puzzle. How many of you know the puzzle ain't complete till you put the last piece in? I don't care how many pieces the puzzle got. If it's got 1,000 pieces and you put 999 pieces together, it ain't complete. Because if you display it and put it up on the wall, what's the first thing people going to look at? The missing piece. Amen. Sometimes people look at church and they can see what's missing. Hello. Oh, Jesus. My Lord. Thank you, Kelly. I need Kelly. Amen. If everybody had the same conviction as Kelly, where would the church be today? She don't mind telling anybody, my church. Amen. From a while back, Mama said, the doctor said she wouldn't be able to say that. Ain't that right, Mama? But look at her today. Amen. She wasn't even walking then. Look at her now. I think because she claims this her church. Yeah. Having said that, I'm not going to come up to everybody and say, brother so-and-so, so you have the gift of knowledge, you got the gift of wisdom, you got the gift of exhortation. No, I'm not going to do that. That's between you and God, what your gifting is. Amen? Amen. I want all of you to know that you have the Holy Ghost. Amen. You got at least one gift, that's the Holy Ghost. Oh, amen. But do you have power? Can I say that again? But do you have power? Paul asked the brothers, have you received the power of the Holy Ghost? They said, what's that? They've been baptized, they believe, but they haven't received the power. Listen, don't go doing any ministry unless you got the power. Right. Amen. Because God calling some of us into some ministries where we're going to need the Holy Ghost power. Yeah. Amen. You going into ministry doing stuff on your own and don't have no power? Ain't going to work. Amen. You need power. You need the Holy Ghost power to work the ministry that God has called you to work in. Amen. And if you work it with all your heart, God going to give you the power. Amen. He's going to give you the tools that you need in the ministry that he's called you to be in, and he's going to give you the power to be successful in it. Amen. But you got to have the power from God to work in the ministry he called you to work in. He's called a lot of people to do a lot of things, but some of us get it mixed up. We think we should be doing this, that, and the other when God has really called us to do something else. Amen. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works of them in all men. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same what? We all serve the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing, but that one Spirit, by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous power. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. That's a spirit of discernment. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretations of tongues. All these are the works of one and the same Spirit. And he gives them to each one just as he determined. God gives us these gifts for edification, exhortation, and comfort of the body of Christ. As important as these spiritual gifts are, we sometimes overemphasize them to the neglect of other areas of gifting. We're all shaped by our natural abilities and our personality traits that we had since we've been born. Amen. We're also shaped by the experiences of life. Amen. Just as God gives his spirit, God also gives us our experiences, our personality traits, and our natural abilities. Since all of these are God-given, then I believe they can all be used for the kingdom of God. Amen? Sometimes we get so caught up in the spiritual realm to the point that we become useless in the physical realm. You've heard the saying, so heavenly minded that they know earthly good. Amen. The opposite is also true. We can be so carnal in our thinking that we are totally disconnected from the working of the Spirit. Amen. We need to find a healthy balance of the natural and the spiritual. Both are given to us by God. So in turn, we need to use both for the purpose of his kingdom. Can I just get one witness in the house? He gave Samson power, but it was to be used in the kingdom. But he started doing all kind of foolishness. When you read about Samson, every time he go to do something, it'll say the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And he was able to kill 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of an ass. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he was able to lift the city gates and drag it to the outside of town. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he was able to do great and mighty works. But then he kept fooling around with this woman. Who meant him no good. And all the gifting that God had him, he still had a blind side. Hello, somebody. His parents even tried to tell him, can't you find a good woman of your own kind? Yeah. Or at least somebody to know the Lord. You keep messing with that woman, she ain't gonna do you no good. She sold a brother out. Samson, just tell me, what's the secret to your strength? Come on, Samson, you know I love you. You shouldn't have no secrets. It shouldn't be no secrets if you really love me. Sometimes you don't need to tell everybody everything. When there's a call on your life, the call is for you. Amen. Well, sister, the truth is that since I was born, I never had my hair cut. Snip, snip, hair gone. Y'all come get him now. He ain't got no more power. And when he got up that time, the scripture don't say that the Spirit of the Lord was on him. They apprehended him, gouged his eyes out, made him spin meal in the basement. And then they brought him out for sport to display before all the Philistines that we've caught this mighty man named Samson. But how many of you know it ain't over till God say so? Right. While he was spinning in the basement, how many of you know the hair grows back? Amen. He knew where his strength came from. And he said, Lord, I know I done wrong, but give me one more time. So I can be obedient to what you called me for. You called me to destroy a nation. God gave him his strength one more time. God will give you what you need when you're doing it according to his way. Amen. Can I get a witness? How many would say that you need to discover your spiritual gift? And then you would know what that ministry should be. Some of us may be sitting here saying, Lord, just show me. Here we go. I'm waiting on the Lord to show me. Really? No. This may work for others, but I believe the opposite may be even true. Start experimenting with a ministry that you have an interest in. Hello? Do that. Let's start there. Start experimenting. Experiment with a ministry that you have an interest in. Start desiring a ministry that you have a passion for. Start praying for a position that you can be excited about or motivated about. Amen. Then get involved in that ministry. And in the process of that, I believe you'll discover your gift. Because if you continue to try, something's going to bring joy to your heart. And if what we have to offer ain't there, ask God what it is. God might reveal something new in you. Something new that needs to be in this church. Something new that needs to be explored. And whatever it is, whatever gifting God has given you, be ready to receive that and be ready to move it forward in the kingdom of God. Amen? As you mature in your ministry, as you grow in your relationship with God, you may discover many gifts of the Spirit in your life. When you honor God with the talents He has given you, when you bless the kingdom with the abilities He has blessed you with, then you will be blessed with even more. How many of you know God will give you more if you're working in the kingdom? Y'all don't believe that. The Bible said the king gave different talents to some people. To one he gave five, to one he gave three, and to one he gave one. He said, I'm going on a trip, and when I come back, I'm going to call you into question. Amen? The one with five, he came back. He had developed them. He worked his gifts, and he gave him back ten. He said, well done. Good job. The one he only gave a couple or two, he gave it to them, and he said, I double what you gave me, Lord. Good job. Good job. Good job. To the one, he came up with excuses. That's where we are. Lord, I knew you was a hard taskmaster, so I didn't want to lose the one gift you gave me, so I hid it under the ground and I dug it up to give it back to you. You wicked and unfaithful servant. You could have at least put it in the bank where it can gain some interest. I don't care if interest is 0.5% right now. That's better than zero. That's what God is saying. You could at least did something with it. But because you didn't do anything with it, I'm going to take it from you and give it to the one with the 10. Why? Because he know how to work it with all his heart. Amen. Some of us look around the church saying, well, why they get to do it? Why they doing that? Why they? Quit asking why and say, God, use me. Step up your game. Hello, hello. Don't be quit questioning why people doing, why you ain't doing nothing. Hello, 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 hello. Amen. It's quiet in here now. It's quiet now. I didn't mean to step on no toes this morning, but it's quiet now. Amen. Well, it always look like the same people doing. Amen. Because the same people got a call on their life.
Right.
Where's your call?
Amen.
Oh, it's room for everybody.
Amen.
But Jesus went with those who was faithful.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
What's your call? What are you going to do? What you going to do? After this series is over, what you going to do?
Right.
I was glad to see everybody come to the meetings. Amen. But the rubber haven't met the road yet. Amen. You still learning what it's about.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Pastoral care, you haven't had to put your coat on, get in your car, and drive to the hospital yet. Hello. You haven't been able to go to somebody's house and serve communion yet.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Greeters and ushers, you haven't had the opportunity to really be trained as to really know how to greet a person and pat them down at the same time. Amen. I'm just saying. Man, I know where we at. And don't be laughing. People coming in the church with guns, shooting people. There are some folks down in South Carolina. Amen. But we got to get serious about our ministry. Ministry ain't just the pastor. Ministry is the whole church. Everybody in here has a part to play. Everybody in here has a gift that God has given you. Everybody in here that knows that God has called you, you know He called you for a specific person, specific thing. The thing is to just get up and do something about it. I told you before, there's two parts to the gospel, saying and doing. We good for the saying, but now I'm looking for the do part. Amen. We can talk a good game. Pastor, I need to meet with you in your office. Amen. I'm listening. Okay. When you going to do something? Amen. Amen. Some of y'all been telling me what God called you for the last 5 years. I'm still waiting. God called me. I'm still waiting. When it's going to happen. I'm looking for the do in the do. Amen. Be like Nike. Just do it. Need to just put that up somewhere. Just do it. Amen. Your ministry, just do it. Amen. That's where we are today. It begins by having a desire to be used, and we should show that desire by using what God has already given us. What has God already given us? Our abilities. Amen. Look at what you do in the natural. Look what you do on your job. Look what caused you to be passionate outside of these four walls. Look at what brings you joy when you step out of these doors. What turns your light bulb on? What makes you look different than the way you're looking right now? What brings excitement in your life? What is it you like to do? What gets you up in the morning? What is it? That's a ministry. Can you do it in the kingdom? What you do in the world? God ain't even asking for all of it. Just 10% of it will be good. Let's start right there. And see what God can do with your ability. Your ability is those natural talents that we have been born with and have perfected over a period of time. Amen. Some people are natural athletes. I look at these athletes today, boy, they got natural ability. Some of these young men didn't start. I mean, you know, Michael Jordan was rejected in the 10th grade. He didn't make the team in the 10th grade. The coach said he didn't have what it takes. How many of y'all glad he didn't quit? Amen. But then you have these phenomenons like LeBron James. Since the 8th grade, he's been groomed to play in the NBA. Why? Because he showed a natural ability. Amen. And now look at him today. Amen. He's doing more than just basketball. Please don't tell him to shut up and dribble. He'll do something about it too. Amen. He's producing TV shows and movies and giving money back, building his own school where young people can excel. He's using his gifts and talent to help people. Amen. He ain't just sitting on his wealth. He's using it to give back. He's giving scholarships to hundreds and hundreds of college students. It's a gift. That's what he's passionate about. And he's using it to help others. Some people have a natural ability with words. They come out of the womb talking. You can't shut them. Got the gift of gab. Amen. Don't worry about it. I can use you too. Amen. Amen. It's called communications. Amen. Amen. I just talk about the right stuff. Amen. You can go ahead and talk. Just make sure it's good stuff. Amen. Talk about the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. Some are naturally good with numbers. And they can't figure out why we have a hard time at math. But you don't see that. 2 + 2 = 4. You don't see that. What's wrong with you? It's 2 + 2. That's 1, 2, 3. That's 4. You be like, oh, okay, whatever you say. I got that biblical math, though. 1 + 1 = 1. Ha! Read your Bibles. You'll get it in a minute. Throughout the Bible, God gives certain people abilities in certain areas for a purpose. We all have God-given abilities that can be used in His kingdom. Don't underestimate your natural abilities. They were given to you from God. One of the most common excuses people give for not getting involved in ministry is that they don't have any abilities to offer. Nothing can be farther from the truth. It's a proven fact that the average person possesses hundreds of skills. How many of you know it's a skill just to do what I just did? Somebody said, what did you just do, Pastor? I'm going to do it again for you. Look at that right there. That's a skill. Be able to open and close, that's a skill. Then to be able to coordinate that, if Tommy was to throw me a ball, I would need the skill to open my hand, receive it, and close it. That's a skill. That's a skill. As simple as that is. How many of y'all can do that? Can anybody else do that? Am I the only one with that skill? Anybody else in here? Can anybody else do that? Can anybody? Let me see how many of y'all can do it. Amen. See, some of y'all real fancy with it though. Yeah, so I just, amen. As simple as that is, here's how you use it in ministry. Give and receive. That's how simple, that's a skill. To be able to give and then to be able to receive. That's a skill. That's a gift of the Holy Spirit. Can I give of myself? And can I receive from God? And can I give it out again? And can I receive from God? Can I give it out again? Can I receive from God? That which I receive, I freely give. But if you walk around like this all the time, God can't use you. That's a give me, give me, give me spirit. I ain't giving out nothing. I'm going to keep it all to myself. Amen. God can't give you nothing because you don't. We done blocked it all up. Y'all know I was looking for words, right? The human race is more intelligent and able life force in the world. And we think, when you think of the animal world, we marvel at their intelligence. How many ever seen the documentary on the honeybee? And how they create the honeycomb. And then how they create honey. Oh my goodness, there's so much into that. Have you ever seen a beaver when they build a dam? I thought I was good in construction, but after I watched that, them little beavers, boy, they serious. I mean, they chopping down trees with their teeth and everything, and they come and they drag them logs over and they put in, get mud, pat it down with their tails and stuff, and it don't move. They can dam up a whole river. They can mess up the whole ecosystem. Amen. They can block up stuff from reaching where it's supposed to go. And they're so ingenious about building their dams that they do it so gracefully, but they do it efficiently that no water leaks through.
Right.
They have no glue. They have no plastics. They don't have no blueprint. Thank you, Brother Herb. All they have is their skill and natural ability. And they can build that thing up and block it all off. And inside the dam, they build a den where they're going to sleep at. And it's got all the comforts of home in the inside. They ain't got no 2x4s. They ain't got no hammers and nails. They ain't got no drills. They ain't got no saws. They ain't got none of that. So all they got is themselves. But God has given them the ability to build a home. And you're talking about you don't have any skills? Oh, no, no, no. We think so little of ourselves. Humankind was created in the very image of God. We are the closest things to God that exist. He said, let us make man in what? In our own image. I want to tell you that you have a lot of talent. You have a lot of ability. The problem is this. We are not aware of our ability. In fact, we're using abilities that we don't even recognize that we have. Amen? So the problem is twofold, and I'm going home. Number one, we need some process of skill identification. You haven't been shown what your skill is. So that's maybe a reason why you're not operating in your giftedness. Then number two, we need a process of matching our ability with the right ministry. Amen. You have the ability of serving others. Being hospitable, you need to be part of the hospitality team. If that's your gift. You like to welcome people. You like to welcome them with a smile. You like to do all those great things for people, to serve them in gladness. That might be the position you might need. Because everybody can't sing in the choir.
Right.
Hello? Everybody can't sing. Maybe in your shower. If not in public. Amen. Everybody can't be an urchin either. Because some of y'all ain't happy in the morning. Hello. Amen. Some of you just ain't morning people. So don't be on the urchin board or be in the welcoming ministry or as a greeter. Please don't be in those positions and you ain't a morning person. I don't want to come in the door. Good morning, bro. Good morning. It's a wonderful day. Yeah. Come on in. No, we don't need that person at the door. I need the people who wake up with the sunshine in their life, whether it's sunny or cloudy. Amen. Wake up with the joy of the Lord, knowing that God has been good to you, and you just want to show that goodness to somebody else. I need folk at the door who know how to smile, whether they come in looking pretty, ugly, or indifference. You still give them the smile and the love of Jesus Christ. I need folk in the front of the building. I need folk in the parking lot that's going to open the door for somebody and help them get out their car and say, this is the way to the front door. Need to match you to your giftedness. Hello. There are people here right now who have the abilities that we need right now in this church that you possess, but you're not carrying them out. As your pastor, I can't always recognize every skill and ability that's represented here, but there are many times when I see something that just reinforces a feeling that I have about a person. At that point, I might come to you and mention a certain area of ministry to you. Sister Scale, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to talk about you for a minute. Can I talk about you for a minute? I'm going to talk about you for a minute. Thank you for your permission. You don't even know what I'm going to say, but you gave me permission. So now you open, you subject to anything I say now. Amen. We had a funeral here at the church. And I think we might have had one urchin here, but we didn't have many urchins or anybody here. Sister Scales came to me and said, Pastor, I can pass out the programs. I can do that. I said, yeah, why don't you do that? She grabbed them and she stood right here. And everybody that came through this door, she had a smile on her face. She welcomed them in the building. Here's your program. Would you like to sit here or sit here? She did that to everybody that came in. And somebody came to me and said, she's great at that position. She had a smile on her face. She ushered me in. She gave me a program. And I was glad to see her name on the list for hospitality ministry. She didn't wait for me to ask her to do it. She didn't wait for somebody to come tell her to do it. She came to me and said, Pastor, can I? And did it on her own. That's what I'm talking about. What ministry is in your heart? What gives you joy? What is it you like to do? That's what we're looking for as we continue to move our ministry further. Over the coming months, we will be asking for input from everybody to help us identify abilities and skill. Another area that will help you find your ministry is by knowing your personality. Hello, somebody. If you know, if you know your personality, and some of y'all done came to me and say, Pastor, that's just the way I am. Cool, that's the way you are, but let me put you in a place where you can be who you is. If you know your personality, then that'll be a great help in picking out a great ministry that you can be a part of. If you know your personality, you don't get along with everybody. Hello. You might want to be in a ministry where you can help people individually. You know you can't get along with everybody. Everybody ain't on the same page with you. You just know that. You know that. You know that. Then know that. Tell me that and we can get you into a ministry where you'll be a great help to the kingdom of God. Amen. I got a good speaking voice, but I ain't good around people. Okay, well, we got a phone ministry we can put you on. You can call. Have prayer with people. Amen. Show them the joy of love. Amen. You don't have to see them. You ain't got to touch them. Just talk to them. Amen. That's a ministry for somebody. Amen. They like doing that. They like talking on the phone. Fine. I got a ministry for you. Come and talk on the phone. Call every mother in this church every week and tell them what's going on. I need somebody who can do that. Amen. Because I already got that from the mothers. Pastor, you know, we ain't got no computers. We ain't got no Facebook. We ain't got no cell phones. We ain't got no smartphones. How we know what's going on in the church? Amen.
I'll do it.
Look at that. I got a volunteer. I got two volunteers already. Amen. Amen. Well, I will be looking for you to sign up on the hospitality team. If you're part of the hospitality team, that's part of being hospitable. Amen. Amen. Praise God. If that's what you want to do, amen. I can use you in that capacity. Amen. The Bible said that God made us in his image. Well, he must have had a lot of personalities. Either that or he loves variety. Because God made some of us introverts. Hello. Some of us are extroverts. He made some of us thinkers. He made some of us feelers. Some of us he made leaders. Some of us he made followers. There's no right or wrong personality for ministry. We need all kinds of personalities to give the church a balance and excitement. What? You know what? The church would be a very boring place if we all was plain vanilla soft serve ice cream. Now, I ain't say French. That got a little kick to it. I said plain white vanilla ice cream. See, some of y'all cringe just by me saying that. But some of us, we need to look more like Baskin Robbins with 31 flavors and get a little scoop and taste it all. Amen. Get a little flavor. I want everybody to be, look, I'm glad you ain't like me. Your personality will affect how you will serve and what your giftings and abilities are. If two people have the same gift of evangelism, but if one is an introvert and the other one is an extrovert, their gifts will be expressed in two different ways. The introvert might be a person of materials, outreach, putting flyers together, making sure people know what's going on. The other one might be teacher in Bible class or might go out and visit the sick and shut in. Whatever it is, they two different people, but they want to evangelize. And it's a way for them to do that with their gift. It makes good sense that we'll be more successful as a body if each of us minister in our strong area. That's why copying somebody else's ministry would never work. Just because brother so-and-so is there don't mean you can be there. Just because sister so-and-so is there, my mama in that, I'm going to be in that ministry. Your mama ministry may not be your ministry. And your ministry may not be your mama ministry. Hello. Hello. Y'all different. Number one, y'all was born in two different generations. Lord Jesus. I know it's just easier to work with the grain of wood than against the grain. In the same way, when you are forced to minister out of character of your temperament, it creates tension and discomfort and produces less than desired results. When you're in ministry and it ain't your calling, it's going to be hard. Mess going to start. Amen. Friction all the time. Amen. Because that ain't your calling. That ain't your ministry. No, it's not, and get out. And go find out what is. So you can be productive. So you can be happy. So that you can do more of what God called you to do. If every time you come to church and you grunting, I got to go down there again. Stop coming. Stop coming. I'm going to say it one more time. Stop coming. You wake up on Sunday morning, I got to go down to that church again. Oh, shit. Stop. Go somewhere else. Find somewhere else to go. Go somewhere where you're going to be happy, because this ain't it for you. Amen. It's a million churches. You pass about 200 of them before you get here. Amen. You find one that works for you. Amen. Where you can be happy, where you can show the joy of the Lord. I love when people tell me, Pastor, I'm going to another. Praise God. Go in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Some of y'all looking at me, Pastor, that's kind of harsh. You know, I want my family here. Sometimes your family don't need to be where you at. Y'all don't get along at home. Amen. So when you come here. Amen. Them must be the junior deacons or something. They run in the church. Amen. Amen. Praise God. In the same way, copying somebody else's ministry will never work. I can't be you and you can't be me. I'm glad God made me, and I'm glad God made you. Hello, somebody. Be who you is. Amen. I know that was bad English, but it'll work. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. One final way to your ministry is by your experiences. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. If God calls you, everything in your life, he's going to work it out for your good. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a praise. I'm going to stop right there.